Welcome to Space for You, November 2018. My name is Solène Anglaret, and today I am going to read out to you an article by Maricia Smith. The article was published on November 1st, 2018 by spacepolicyonline.com. It is entitled, Roscosmos Releases Dramatic Video of Soyuz MS-10 Launch Failure. Russia's Roscosmos Space Agency today released dramatic video of the October 11th Soyuz MS-10 launch failure and confirmed that it was caused by a malfunctioning sensor. It also confirmed that the next International Space Station, ISS crew, Soyuz MS-11, will launch on December 3rd, earlier than originally planned. The news that the problem was traced to a sensor malfunction and that the next crew could launch on December 3rd was revealed yesterday by Sergei Krikalev, Roscosmos Executive Director for Human Spaceflight and one of Russia's most experienced cosmonauts. At a press conference today, more details were offered by the investigation commission about what happened to the Soyuz FG rocket that day. It was already known that the problem occurred when the first and second stages separated. Video from an onboard camera shows it happening as the four strap-on boosters detach from the core stage at 1 minute 23 seconds. The left booster impacts the core stage moments before the video ends. Automated systems on the rocket immediately separated the crew capsule carrying Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ochivin and NASA astronaut Nick Hague. They landed safely and are fine, other than disappointed that they are not aboard the ISS. Both are expected to have another chance. The problem was a separator sensor pin on one of the four strap-ons that had been bent by 6 degrees and 45 minutes when the boosters were mated to the core vehicle at the Baikonur Cosmodrome. Consequently, the lid of the nozzle intended to separate the booster did not open. Other Soyuz rockets that already have been assembled at the Baikonur will have to be checked, but Roscosmos clearly is optimistic. It will launch a robotic cargo mission to ISS Progress MS-10 from Baikonur on November 16th, which uses a similar version of the Soyuz rocket. That will be one test. Assuming it and two other Soyuz launches from other launch sites in the next few weeks go well, the Soyuz MS-11 mission with Russian cosmonaut Oleg Kononenko, NASA astronaut Anne McLean, and Canadian astronaut David Saint-Jacques will launch on December 3rd, 2018.